Right, we'd like to clarify that we do not pay impact fees on the existing property that's Mr. Havelitz owns.
Well, again, it says, land development, that building's not being developed, and building construction, that building's not being built. They knocked it down, put a new building out, that they impact, so this city attorney excludes that, right?
Is that correct?
I don't know, I didn't prepare these applications for moving the fish forward, I had nothing to do with it.
Well, as long as you.
Perhaps, what I'm hearing is there's a concern that apparently there's a CSM here with the real world purpose to remove a longstanding single family home that used to be part of a large property lot. And the balance, which will be separated from the single family home portion of the property, will be developed into a new subdivision. So, CSM is occurring first instead of just doing the plat where the home cuts off and assuming that's for ownership purposes. Do that. So, in that regard, all conditions which are required by code on land division, and CSM is a land division, would do a packing of land division. All conditions in the CSM applicable to the overall development, which would include the plat, shall refer to the plat and the condition that ultimately, with regard to the non-single family home portion of the CSM, those conditions stay and develop home property. Ultimately, there shall be a subdivision development agreement, which shall be done by the plat, absent that occurring, or failure by the developer, and the developer, and the owner of the remaining portion of that CSM, that the obligation for development agreement or whatever's going to occur stays with the CSM. If it's performed under the plat approval process, then that's not a condition of the CSM.
So that language inserted, or just that's the determination?
No. The resolution would have to be drafted by whoever it's.
So maybe when we vote these, we can just, direct some of the changes and those policies, correct? So what?
I don't know.
I have a couple other ones that I don't know if the developer has discussed that don't.
Okay, I gotta say, I guess I'm confused.
Right.
Right.
Are you the applicant?
No, I'm the alderman of the district, and I'm very informed about this, and I would be doing the same thing on the other one, speaking on this at the council. I thought I'd do it to your resident at the council, because I know you don't like to come out.
Just highly unusual for this.
Number nine, we have another issue that we have from the engineering part. They're dedicating the right of way on 51st Street from 60 to 65 feet. So if we do that, what we would like to have addressed is that on our storm retention site, we are tight on it. And this additional 5 feet, we can make our storm water work if we can have the front setback from 15 feet to 10 feet for that drivable area around the detention site. Just on the front portion where the road is, the right way is being widened to 60 to 65 feet.
My impression is this is not ready for action.
Yeah. Well, it could be ready for action if someone would have given the documents to me ahead of time and would have answered some of my questions. It's ready. I can make it ready tonight. If you want to make this ready to go, I'm prepared to address every complication and issue in here because I spent the entire time from getting this packet late. And I printed off easements to show you that even this request of easement is beyond what's necessary, because if you look on here, the sidewalks aren't installed. Ron Romeis put the sidewalk in, and so you can look. This is an after the fact, Mayor. We all met. Everyone of the engineering department was there. You were there. Everyone in the development team was there. This talk about springing this on someone, they've been through these plans and through these plans, and this is being sprung on more than anything tonight, right now. If I hadn't have seen this right-of-way issue and been here to ask, what is this, and spent all day trying to get a whole planning and engineering to find out, this could have been addressed. So I would ask that the Plan Commission take a look at this right-of-way and see that there is more than enough right-of-way to 51st Street. Now, if you're going to stick to that meeting 5 extra feet, even though the sidewalk's already in, then they need to have their stormwater changed because of the grading that 5 feet is going to cause them. Because at the last minute, somebody said, we don't have enough right-of-way for 51st Street.
I got this late, and I talked to Tim Lynch, our engineer, and our engineer looked at the stormwater and says, this is going to be a concern now. And
this is just nuts. No. Everybody sit down. Is there a motion to table this item for the next planning commission meeting and direct staff to come back here?
So moved.
And if you're referencing the same number nine,
there aren't any, you need to read them one by one, because the only thing that it is number 10 is the same problem as number 3, where the applicant shall contact engineer for a subdivider's development agreement, and the city attorney's previous language about number 3 in the future of number 10 as well, that it only applies to the lot of 14. So, with his added language, that's taken care of. My concern that I have on the last to include the resolve is that the CSM, certified by the owners of Habowitz, Walter Shiro, being the same as hereby rejected, without prior approval and without any further action of the common council, any one or more of the above conditions are not met, which makes it very important that the subdivision development agreement is not tied to the other CSM. With that language added by the city attorney, that one will also be fine. And I have no other concerns with the resolution. I don't know.
With the CFM, I'm fine with it.
Yes, I'll make that motion again. Are we looking to include the language from the city?
Correct.
Then I can move approval, insertion of that language.
It's not the insertion of the language, it's what the city attorney stated on the record and staff will provide. Resolution under those purposes for common council.
Discussion of we're approving CSM. So all those in favor of the motion to approve CSM, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I believe they have 6 and 9. I'll let the developer team address that. I have an additional condition on number 16 for conservation signs, as we require with evergreen on any areas that have conservation lands within the lot.
So condition 6 is adding a
16 other conditions.
We don't have additional 6.
They have additional 6 and 9.
Mr. Avala, 6, sidewalk shall be added along the west side of 49th Street.
Yeah. Speaking of the speaker.
Right. Again, we don't own Applewitz's property to say that we can put a sidewalk in front of his house. I don't know, can we legally do that?
Well, that would be in the right of way.
In the right of way? Section here, there's really not room for a sidewalk on this street.
So we're all set here, everybody. We all agree that you have to keep it out and you're going to work out the engineering department.
Okay.
Now I'm hearing the business. Is that right? Am I hearing that?
No, what you're hearing is an added request that happened after we had that meeting, because I was at that meeting and I was surprised.
Well, the one was asking the applicant.
Well, I was there and I know what happened.
I'm asking the applicant.
He wasn't happy with you, so how would he know? So here's the situation, plan commission. 49th Street is a rural road with no sidewalk on either side. They're asking the developer to take the majority of 49th Street from the intersection across the Havlicek's property, which they don't own, and put a sidewalk in that doesn't go anywhere. So my suggestion to correct this is put it in there that if any sidewalk comes down 49th Street in the future, that they will all be special assessed for the sidewalk. I don't see that there will ever be a sidewalk down 49th Street, but at that time, if you decide to do it, they will all be special assessed just like you do regular sidewalks. It just doesn't seem right that you're going to force somebody to put a sidewalk in front of somebody's house that they don't even own. And it's not even part of the development. That's the whole reason why they're paying to have a certified survey map to give the property owner this property. I know that engineering is asking for sidewalks on that cul-de-sac. That developer will be asking you not to put a sidewalk on that cul-de-sac. So that's a decision that will be coming up next. So now this developer is saying, I'm not going to be dumping 10 homes into the street. I have 3 homes, and then I skip a big section where a big rural lot is. But you want me to put that section in. So when you come to the next one, you're going to have to make Rick put in the sidewalk where he's dumping 10 homes in this street, because it's not going to be fair when you make that decision. And I know he's going to be asking for that. So what's fair for one developer should be fair for another. This one is a sidewalk that does not serve more than 3 homes. And it will never go down 49th Street. So you could eliminate it, or you could, you know, request that you put it in. And then if you're going to request that, then I'm going to say the other developer better have one on that other call you said.
So what happens to the other
3 houses on 49th Street? They're like every house on 49th Street for the entire mile length of 49th Street on both sides of the road.
I'm not a sidewalk.
requesting additional 5 foot right away on 54th Street.
Can you quote the condition on the resolution? Do you have a copy of that?
I do have a resolution.
What number is it?
I thought it was 9. Were you thinking of a survey?
I think number 7 might address that.
So we're on 7?
Is that the right one?
This is the last bullet.
Well, we're looking at the resolution.
The resolution can have that call?
Yeah.
Is that condition not it?
Correct. I just didn't see it, so that's why I started.
The motion recommend approval of resolution commission agreement with the corner of the path